Raise your hand if you've seen Star Wars. Okay. Some of you are intelligent. You've seen Star Wars. So you know the dark side of the Force, right? So what is that dark side of the Force that we're all worried about? And that's lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, violence, all these bad qualities. So the celebration of Holi is to celebrate the victory over these bad qualities so that we can realize our true, eternal, spiritual nature. Now, thank you. So, the reason it's called Holi is that once upon a time, many years ago, there was a man who was very evil. His name was Hiranyakashipu. Some of you may have heard about him. And he wanted his son's name was Pallad, he wanted his son to also become evil. So he sent him to an evil school. Not this school, this is a good school. But he sent them to a very evil school where they taught people how to conquer your enemies and torture your enemies and make money. And he tried to train his son in that way, but his son wasn't interested. His son was interested only in being spiritual, worshiping God. And so he got very angry with his son, and he tried to even kill his son after he was unable to change his son's mind. And he did various things to try to kill his son. First of all, he threw his son off of a cliff. And guess what happened? His son was caught and he didn't pass away. And then he put his son in a pit of snakes. Nothing happened. He put his son in so many difficult, he even gave his son poison. Terrible story. Good story, because it has a good ending too. So ultimately, he called for his sister. His sister's name was Holika. And he asked Holika, please, hold this little boy. You have immunity from fire. Holika had done some black magic. So she was, like you have some witches here in Fiji, right? You know the witches? Witches, goblins, ghosts, nice people. So she knew some black magic. She wasn't able to be hurt by fire. She had some blessings like that. So this bad guy, Hiranyakashipu, he took the little boy, Pallad, and put him in the lap of Holika and said, you go into a fire and see what happens. Because he wanted to burn his son. He didn't want to burn his sister. He thought his sister would be all right. So they both go into the fire, and guess what? She gets cremated. And he just walks out. Because he is chanting the names of God. When one chants the names of God, one is protected from all difficulties in this world. This is not a sectarian point, because one can chant any names of God in any religion. That's fine. And so this little boy, Pallad, was protected by the names of God, which are non-dependent God. And this is a celebration of good over evil. So what can we learn from this? If we want to conquer evil, and evil is even in our own hearts. I mean, how many times do we actually get angry with others? Or envious of others? Or we want to hurt others? It's like you're driving a car, and someone gets in your way, and you blow your horn, and you get angry at them. Get out of my way! That's a bad quality. Because the good quality is to love everyone. Just like nowadays. Recently, there was a celebration of the ladies in the world. Ladies' Day, Women's Day in the world, right? So, there's so much discrimination. Racism, sexism. All sorts of discrimination against people. People are hating each other because of politics. But true spirituality means to love everyone. The Vedic literatures, which I teach that if one is actually spiritual, you will see how everyone is connected to each other, and you will not hate anyone, and you will love everyone. So that's what occurs if we develop our real nature inside, or we cleanse our hearts. And that's done through chanting the names of God, like this small boy, Pallada. And so that's why we are all chanting Hare Krishna, but you can chant the names of God in any religion you like. And then by doing that, your heart becomes cleansed, you love everyone, and that's the peace formula for the world. You see that God is the proprietor of everyone, he's the enjoyer, and we are all meant to serve him and each other eternally. When you realize that, at the end of his life, you go back to the spiritual world. And that's the goal of being alive. So that's what this holy is a celebration of. So thank you very much. And I guess we'll proceed with the next effect.
Ladies and gentlemen, dear students, I think Guru Maharaj deserves